There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Hey, welcome back to another Sardine Recap. It is day four now. We know day three was a bit of a solemn day. It was a day of paying respect and tribute to a legend that we lost in the industry. However, day four came back with an absolute vengeance. Cassie Sark was the area. This is the message I received, and I'll tell you exactly what happened thereafter.
Guys, we had Cassie Sark. The sardines and the sharks are in the water here. We had Cassie Sark, north of Scottsdale. Vanesh. Atika's on.
So guys, as you can imagine, when you get a message like that, you drop what you're doing and you get going, right? Anyway, I was already on my way down to Scottsboro because that's where we heard the sardines were. And guys, it was fantastic. Scottsboro, Cassie Sark, it was amazing. As you get down to the beach, there were already nets coming in. As the guys were dishing out the sardines from the nets into their crates, another boat was pulling in nets of sardines. Guys, this continued throughout the entire day. And while this was going on, there were a lot of shark action. Many anglers going out and getting their rods bending with some bronze whalers. Probably about 150 kilos coming out from Jerome Charles while I was down there. Atika was on when I went down there. She pulled hard. First went a little bit undergun, but thereafter, you know, got really beefed up with that tackle. However, the fish were so huge, we couldn't land them. And what was even more fascinating to see, apart from the shoals of sardines literally on your knees, right, and the birds diving down, we could see these huge sharks not even 5 meters away from us, like literally 2 meters away from us. That's how fascinating and marvelous the spectacular was to see. Day four of the sardine run definitely was what the sardine run is about. You know, it's exactly what you anticipate, what you hear, what you want to feel, what you want to experience. Guys, it is the 12th of June, and it was everyone out there with their shorts on, in the water, a perfect blue sky day, where the people were around. They were enjoying the festivities. They were enjoying everything that our East Coast has to offer with the bounty that Mother Nature has just poured onto us, onto our ocean. And all of this was happening today. It's everything we really expected our Sardine Run to be. Sardine Run 2024 is definitely going to be a great season. So back to the recap of the day, guys, there was just purely sharks. We've had anglers throwing spoons, plugs, smaller baits, lighter tackle. There was no edibles around at Scottsboro. However, I did get reports that further down the coastline, down in the lower south coast, there were garrick, there were shad, there were a cob. And you know what? The sardines came out at a few various areas all over the place. There were anglers that were telling me they were coming from Amanzimtoti, and guys were throwing cast nets out for the sardines. So now it comes down to the predictions. Where are the sardines going to be tomorrow? Well, I spoke to Jace this evening, and he says they could actually be in Durban tomorrow. So watch the space, guys. Tomorrow's recap, tomorrow's forecast early in the morning. The news will get out pretty quick, but that sardines could be anywhere from Durban to Scottsboro, right? I mean, we could get them at Amanzimtoti, we could get them at Amgababa, we could get them right here in front of Moses Mabhida. So tomorrow, day five, sounding really exciting. And if today was anything to go by, well, guys, take the next couple days off because the fish are right here on our doorstep. So until the next fishing report.
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.